Mesechtas Gittin, Daftun Gimel, five lines to the bottom of Daftun Beis and Beis, afternoon Mishnah. The Mishnah will now continue to discuss other cases where there was a Tikkun HaOlam, and in the Gemara we will explain exactly what the Tikkun HaOlam was. And the Mishnah states, Hamitami, if someone goes over to the Tfuah of his friend and he's Mitami that Tfuah, and Rashi explains, Tyresu Shechaveir could gain Truma, and Rashi specifies that our Mishnah is talking about a case similar to the case of Truma, and of course, if someone is Mitami Truma, then you can't eat that Truma any longer. However, the Kohen can use it, and he can still have enough from that Truma, and therefore there's still some value to that Truma. And Rashi states, Kagoyin Truma, because as the Gemara will explain, this is not only necessarily relevant to Truma, as it could be relevant to Chulin as well. And as the Tosfos read on Daftun Gimel Amud Aleph, relevant to our Mishnah states, Oy Tyresu Shechaveri, or he's Metame the Tyrus of his friend, Shehin Chulin, even though the Chulin, but Oychin Chulin Betaira, and this person was Makbid to eat Chulin Betaira, and Vigarim Lain, he caused his friend, Lemachron Bazal, to sell them much cheaper, Litmeim, to people at Tame, Sheyech Loisim, be made to Masam, and therefore they have a limited value, and you cause the loss to your friend. And keep in mind that all the cases of our Mishnah will be cases of Hezek Shein and Nikah, and Rashi and Daphne and Gimel Amud Aleph defines, that there wasn't a physical change in the Heftzah itself. And as we will see, there's machlekes of Hezek Shein Nikah, Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek, and we will have to understand our Mishnah according to both Shitas, which we will get to a bit later. And the Mishnah continues with another case of Hezek Shein Nikah, if Reuben takes Truma and he mixes it into the Chulin of Shimon, and at this point Azar can no longer eat this mixture, therefore Shimon will have to sell it to a Kohen, and of course the value of this mixture is much less. And the third case of the Mishnah is Val Menasech, if Reuben is Menasech, the wine of his friend, in all these cases, they're Hezek Shein Nikah, and then B'Shoigig Pata B'Mezit Chayiv. Now, although if Reuben did so B'Shoigig, he will be Pata, however, if he did so B'Mezit, he will be Chayiv, and we'll explain the Mishnah further when we get further into the Gemara on Daphne Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara starts, Itma, let us define the word Menasech that we learned in the Mishnah. Rav Amar Menasech Mamish, Rav says, the case of a Mishnah is where Reuben goes and picks up the kli of his friend that has wine in it, and he's Menasech it L'Shem and even though it's Hezek Shein Nikah, but at this point you would be asked to have enough from this wine. And the Tais read on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph states, Shagbiya Bekli Shel Yayin, they picks up a kli of wine, V'nisach Memenel, Shem Avedis Chachavim, V'asr Kulim Ba'anah. However, Ayin and Rashi, who states, Shich Shech Biyadu L'Teichel L'Shem Avedis Zara, V'kach Chaysa Avedasan, that one of the ways to serve Avedis Zara was by taking your hand and mixing up the wine. And L'Chari Rashi is being mechadish to us, that even though you never lifted up the wine, but since the wine became Yayin Nesach, and therefore it became asr to your friend, so this is a case of Hezek Shein Nikah, and B'shoy Yud B'pata, and B'mezi to be chayiv. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Amma Ma'arav. Shmuel says that the case of Menasech is also a case where you mixed up good wine with bad wine, and Reuven took Yayin Nesach and he poured it into good wine of his friend, and therefore he acid the wine of his friend, and now that wine became Asa Bana. So once again, it's a Hezek Shein Nikah, and B'shayu Pater made it chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Manda Ma'arav, by time Elohim Menasech, according to Shmuel that says that you mixed up the wine, so why didn't he say a standard case of Menasech? Amma Lacha, Shmuel will answer, Menasech, come Lim Drabne, by Menasech, you wouldn't even be chayiv if you did it b'mezid, because since you're going to be over on Avedah Zarah and you're going to be chayiv misa, so the standard din of Kamlei B'Ramine, and since you're chayiv misa, you won't be chayiv b'teshlumin, and even if you did so b'mezid, you will not be chayiv. And Tosfos points out that even according to the Manda Arma later on that says, Hezek Shein Nikah Lo Yishmei Hezek, and the only reason why we're mechayiv someone as metame tayr shel chaveri if he does b'mezid is shloye kol echad v'echad holuch metame tayr shel chaveri. So l'chayr b'negei Menasech, we should still say shloye kol echad v'echad holuch Menasech shel chaveri. So l'chayr we should be mechayiv in any case. Zok tayses the mehayin taima loy mechayivin leitvei el kiyulu who has a nika. That even in that case we only say that we turn it into a case of hezek nika. And our case in a chenami even we say that it's considered a hezek nika when he's Menasech someone's wine. However, even if someone's mazik his friend and it's a hezek nikah, if it's a case of kamli b'drabne, he would not be chayiv, and that's why in our scenario, according to Shmuel, you would not be chayiv, and that's why Shmuel says that the case of Menasech in our Mishnah is talking about ma'ariv. And the Gemara continues v'idach, and according to Rav, he says that the reason why our Mishnah could be talking about Menasech is that right when the Reuven decided that he will be Menasech his friend's wine, and he picked up the wine, Reuven was already koina, and he already stole the wine from his friend, and therefore he became chayiv to pay back the wine, and mischayiv benafshe lehavi atchas nisach, and the only time that he's going to be chayiv misa based on being menasech the wine and serving on Beit Zara is only at the point that he actually poured out this wine, and therefore, since it's not be'idna, it's not exactly at the same time, so if Reuven did so b'mezid, he would be chayiv to pay. And of course, at this point in the Gemara, we can't say that the Gemara is learning the case of menasech as Rashi did in shichshich b'yadav l'teich l'shem Beit Zara, as in that case, Reuven didn't necessarily pick up the wine. However, Shmuel holds that since it's possible they didn't pick up the wine, and still the din is b'mezid chayiv, therefore Shmuel said that when the Mishnah said menasech, it must be talking about a case where he was ma'ar of the wine, and he was not menasech mamish. However, Ayin and Taisis, who explains the shita of Shmuel in further detail, and the Gemara continues, l'manda om menasech, ma'itai meloy om ma'arv, according to Rav, that says that when the Mishnah said menasech, it means he was mamish menasech, why didn't he say like Shmuel, that he was ma'arv? We then don't have to come up with a scenario where he actually picked it up first, and that is why he was chayiv, and the din of kamli b'rabnei did not apply. And the Gemara answers, om alcha, Rav will respond, ma'arv haynu medabeya, if you're telling us the case of menasech is a case where Reuven took wine, which is yayin nesech, and poured it to the wine of his friend, and he caused the wine of his friend to become asabana, that is exactly the same case of the second case of our Mishnah, of Medameya, where Reuven took Truma and mixed it up into the chulun of his friend. And it's important to keep in mind that at this point of the Gemara is actually learning that Rav and Shmuel both hold the Hezek Shein and Nikah, Loi Shmei Hezek, and therefore the Gemara is responding to the din of Rav and Shmuel based on that Mandama, and according to the Mandama, the reason why B'Shegi Pata and B'Mezi is Chayiv is because really, since Hezek Shein and Nikah, Loi Shmei Hezek, so certainly you should be Pata L'Gamri, and you should not even be Chayiv B'Mezid. However, because the Svar that we mentioned before, so the Rabbanon made a knas and said that if someone is mitame or medameya or menasech the item of his friend, even though hezek shein nikol loish mehezek, they're still going to be chayiv if they did so b'mezid. And according to the man d'amar, hezek shein nikol loish mehezek, the reason for all three dinim of a mishnah is based on the knas. And therefore, as we continue on the afternoon gemara malach and in the top Rashi on the amid, Rashi says b'kivin shaminin katzur Rabbanon. And since regarding the case of medameya, the Rabbanon made a knas on Reuven, and therefore Rav holds that if the case of the Mishnah of Menasech is a case of Ma'ariv, certainly since over here you actually were mazik your friend even more so, because at this point his wine became completely asabana, so certainly the Rabbanon would class him and would say that even though it's a Hezek Shein Nikah and generally Lo Shmei Hezek, still if Reuven goes and is Ma'ariv the wine of his friend with Yayin Nesech, he would still be Chayiv if he did so b'mezid. And the Gemara continues, Ve'idach, and according to Shmuel that says that the case of the Mishnah of Menasech is talking about Ma'ariv, so l'chari, why do we have to have this extra case if we could learn it from the case of Medameya? And Shmuel answers, Knasu umeknasu le'afinan, that since you agree to me that the reason for Menasech and the reason for Medameya is based on Knas, one Knas from another we can't learn. And as Rashi says, the Lav Dina, who is not based on Halacha, Vehecha the Kanas Kanas, when the Rabbanon said we're making a Knas, they made a Knas, Vehecha le'kanas le'kanas, and you can't necessarily compare one Knas to another. And the Gemara continues and answers a question on Rav, that Bishleim according to Shmuel, that we can't learn one Knas from the other, so that's why we have to teach you in the Mishnah all the various Knasas, and we have to teach you the case of Mitamei, Midameya, and Menasech. However, Lamandi Yav Knasim and Knasa, according to Rav, that learns one class from another, Kalhadi Lomli, so why do Mishnah have to specify all three Knasas? And it's important to keep in mind the actual Seder of these Takonis, as in our Mishnah, the Takonis are brought down as Mitamei, Midameya, and then Menasech. And the Mashal explains that the original two Takonis was Mitamei and Midameya, and only at a later point, what are Rabbanim Wamsakin, that even by Menasech, B'mezid you'd be Chayiv. And the Gemara therefore says, Tricha, that we need all three cases of Mishnah, the Itana Mitame, if we'd only learn the case of Mitame. So E Truma, if we're talking about someone that goes over to the Truma of their friend who's a Kayin, as Mitame the Truma, have a minim shim to come mafsil l'gamri, you may think, because you are mafsil your friend completely, and even though certainly a Kayin cannot eat Truma Tmeya, but he could still use Truma Tmeya, l'aseke tach tafshilai, and he could still have a na from the Truma Tmeya, but it's considered a hefsil l'gamri as compared to the case of Medameya, v'i Mitame chulin, and if it's a case where Reuven was Mitame the chulin of his friend who is makbid to keep his chulin b'tayris mishum the asa libim tumo l'chulin shvarit sol, so maybe we'd say it's because he did an issa and there's an issa to be going tumo to chulin eretz yisrael, and that's why maybe we were makbid and we made a knas in Reuven and we said that b'mezid he'd be chayiv to pay al medameya imaloi. But in the case of the mua, we're number one, there's not a hefsa l'gamri, as the maisa, even though you mix together chum and chulin, your friend could still sell the entire mixture to a kohen for achila, and therefore there's still a great value to this truma mixed with chulin. And by mixing together the truma and the chulin, Reuven did not do any issa, so we may think the Rabbanon did not make a knas in this scenario, v'yashminim dameya, and if we would say only the case of dimua, mishum the shriach, then we may say that the reason why Rabbanan knast him is because it's more shriach that someone will go and be medameya the chulin of his friend, because it's not something that's usher. And as Rashi says, mishum the shriach to ovid over milsa the shriach over Rabbanan takanto, and some that shriach the Rabbanan made takanis, or in this case the Rabbanan made xira kehech le'navin, in order that someone doesn't do this and won't be medameya the tfu of his friend. However, avu metame the shriach emaloi may have been a game metame, we would not knast this person even though he went and was metame the tfu as a friend, because it's something that's not shriach, and b'milsa shriach le'gaz Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would not make a knas. And that's why the Mishnah had to give us both the case of metame as well as the case of medameya. And the Gemara continues, v'iash mina metame u'medameya. If we'd say the first two cases of the Mishnah, mishum le'kimle b'ramne, in both those cases there is no chiv misin valve, and therefore a kimle b'ramne doesn't apply. And certainly the Rabbanan would say that if you did so b'mezin, you'd be chayiv al menasech the kimle b'ramne. But in the case of menasech, we are according to Rav, we have a concept of kimle b'ramne because he was menasech mamish, and therefore he actually served that avodah zarah, and he'd be chayiv misa ein meloi. Maybe we would say that since he's chayiv misa, he would not be chayiv to pay, and Rabbanan would not knas him either. Kamashmo and Krabiyamia, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us this din of Rabiyamia, that since he picked it up first and therefore was chayiv to pay at the point that he picked it up, and he was only chayiv misa at the point that he actually poured it out for avodah zarah, and at that point he was chayiv because he was menasech avodah zarah. So the din of kamle b'ramne doesn't apply in our case, and that's why Rabbanan still said that we knas this person, and even though it's a hezek shein nikah, he's still going to be chayiv to pay if he did so b'mezin. And usually the Gemara would now continue and say that if we only say menasech, then why would we have to say the case of metame or medameya? However, Mashal explains that since menasech was a standalone takana that happened last, therefore the Gemara doesn't speak about the case of menasech, because certainly we have to explain metame or medameya, which were first made as the takanas, and those were the first that were listed in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues, l'hadutani avud rab ovin, and according to the brisa that's brought down by avud rab ovin, that states b'rishayinu ha'imrim, that the original two takanas were ha'metame v'ha'menasech, that instead of the original two takanas like we said in the Mishnah was metame and medameya, the original two takanas in the Mishnah was actually metame and menasech, chazu loy me'af ha'medameya, and then they also added in a knas for being medameya, so kol hani lamli. Once again, why do we need all these? If l'chayu, once Rabbanah made a knas even by menasech, and even though you have kamal ramene, certainly they would make a takana by metame and by medameya, and l'fi rad, that's yal knasa miknasa, so l'chayu, why do we have to have all these cases in the Braisa? And the Gemara explains, Tzricha, we need all these cases, di ashmin and metame, if we only say the case of metame, mishum d'loi kimle b'ramne, in that case, maybe there's a reason for a knas, because there's no chiyu misa, and the din of kimle b'ramne would not apply, av menasech to kimle b'ramne, but in the case of menasech, the Rav holds is menasech mamish, and we would have a cloud of kimle b'ramne, and therefore you should not be chayiv mamnes, and b'mezi you should not be chayiv, eim loi, maybe we're not making a knas, and maybe we're not be chayiv, and therefore the Gemara had to say the case of menasech, that we hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, and therefore the case of menasech is not a case where it was a case of kamal ramne v'yashmin menasech. And if we only say the case of menasech mishun kamashla legamri, in that case we would say that maybe Rabbanan said that even though it's hezek shein nikah and leish mehezek, we still will mechayiv you if you did so b'mezid, because you mafsid your friend legamri, because he can't have enough from his wine at all. Al metame b'loy mafsla legamri, but in a game metame where you're not mafsid him completely, as a kohen can still use this truma to be leseket tachsav shiloi, and someone that's a parish and only eats his chulin b'tayra could definitely sell this tefuah to someone that's not makbid, and definitely even could sell it to someone that is makbid and to use it during his yomei tumah. And maybe since it's not a complete loss to Shimon, so maybe Reuben would not have to pay even if he did so b'mezid. So that's why we have to say the case of metame as well. V'yashmin and hanitati, if the Brisa would have said the first two takanas of metame menasech and didn't say the third takana of medameya, one may think that we knas him mishum dehefsim ruba l'maisid is a major hefsid b'negei menasech, he has a complete loss, and b'negei metame he still loses a lot, because l'maisa the value would go down. Al medameya dehefsim ruot b'negei medameya, even though you mixed up truma and chulin together, still you could sell this as truma taira, and the value is still greater than something which is tamei. And one may think that even if you did so b'mezid, we would not knas you and we would not be mechayiv you to pay tricha, and that's why we need all three cases in this brisa. And when learning the prior gemara, there's two things to keep in mind. Number one, as we pointed out from Rashi, that this sugya is going according to the maskanas haGemara that we hold that hezek shein nikah loish mehezek, and Taisus actually says it when first in this first Taisus on the Amid in Mishum the Kamasla legamri that hach sugya kerabicha in the Amma hezek shein nikah ainin hezek the lechiska havle latzuchu leptura, as according to Chiska we would have to come up with trichusas for the Mishnah as well as the Brisa in the opposite manner, as lefi Chiska the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though hezek shein nikah shmehezek, that the din is that by all these cases you still can be part if you do so b'shoygeg. And number two, true, at the beginning of the Amid, the Gemara says, "Benigei metame mishun de kamafsilo legamri," and then in the middle of the Amid, the Gemara said, "Benigei someone that's menaseh mishun de kamafsilo legamri," and of course, both are true because at the top of the Amid, when we're discussing metame versus medame, so compared to medame and relative to medame, certainly metame is mafsilo legamri. However, when our Gemara just said menaseh is mishun de kamafsilo legamri, that is when it's comparing it and when it's contrasting it to the case of metame. In that case, certainly menaseh is much more of a hefzid than the case of metame, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues with the machlekes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon, b'negeia hezek shein nikka, if it's shmei hezek or love shmei hezek. Amar Chizkiah, Chizkiah states, v'atari echad shein v'echad meizu chayiv, really midraisa, both if someone goes and does a hezek shein nikka, and they do so b'mezid, and even if they do so b'shegig, they should be chayiv, and my time, hezek shein nikka, shmei hezek, that even though the hezek is not nikka, and there's no physical change in the chetza, is still considered a full-fledged hezek, and as we know, adam mu lo'ilam, and therefore it shouldn't be a chiluk if someone does this b'shegig or b'mezid, and they would always be chayiv. And Chizkiah continues, matam amru, and why is it that the Chacham said on Mishnah that if someone's metame or medameya or menaseh that b'shegig the potah kadesh yodiu, in order that Reuven should go and tell his friend that you should know b'shegig, I made this item asa, and this will be pyrus someone meisurim. Otherwise, if they'd be chayiv to pay, then they won't go and tell their friend because the friend will not be able to tell that it became asa in any case, and it'll turn out that friend will be eating a davar asa. And even though, of course, it will be ba'inis, however, as we know, a davar asa will be metamtem salev, even if you eat it ba'inis. And the Gemara is, ihachi, if this is the case, afilu b'mezid nami, then why did the Chum also say that you're going to be potter b'mezid in order that Reuven should go and tell his friend that his item became asa? And the Gemara answers, hashtel azuki kam chavin, if this person did so b'mezid, then he wanted to be mazik his friend, adulai maidulai, do you think he won't tell his friend that you should know I was mazik you? Of course, he's going to tell him, and certainly his friend will not eat this isa, and therefore there's no reason that we should say that Reuven should be potter in a case where he did it b'mezid. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon argues on Chizkiah, he says, Dvat Teira, Echad Shegiv, Echad Mezid Potter, really Midiraisa, since we hold Hezek Shein Nikka, Loishma Hezek, therefore, if Reuven goes and is Mitame, Midameya, or Minasech, anything of his friend, he should be potter no matter what, and even if he did it b'mezid, my timer, and as we explain, Hezek Shein Nikka, Loishma Hezek, Umatam Amru, and why is the Chum said on Mishnah, B'mezid Chayiv, Shalei Kalech Bechad, Hailuch Mitame, Tairesh Shechaveri, Boime Potani, because otherwise, people will be upset at their friend, they'll go and be Mitame, the Tairesh of their friend, and there won't be any downside because they won't have to pay any mamonis and they won't be chayiv. And this line of reasoning certainly makes sense, but negate the case of medameya. However, in a case where someone goes as menasech, lechor over there, according to Rav, that he was actually menasech la v'dezara and he's chayiv misa, it doesn't seem to make sense that someone would go and be menasech la v'dezara and potentially be chayiv misa in order to get back at his friend. The Gemara continues and asks a question on Chizkiah, who hold that hezek shein nikka shmei hezek, as Tanan the Mishnah daf nundal and beis will state, hakehanim shepiklu b'midosh mezid and chayiv, that if a kohen goes and does piggle on a korban of his friend, as Rashi says, "Kabon sheshachtem v'zarkum lechem and chutzos manam, but lechutzul b'ilem," his friend will now not be yotze with his korban. Then the din is that mezid and chayiv. If they did so b'mezid, they're going to be chayiv b'tani Allah. And we learned on that Mishnah in Pnei Tikkun Olam that the reason why mezid and chayiv is because of Tikkun Olam. Now v'i amrit hezek shein nikka shmei hezek. If we're going to hold a Chizkiah that hezek shein nikka shmei hezek, then hay shegim p'turim Pnei Tikkun Olam b'ilei. Then it's ikka chasim and asefa, as the Mishnah should have stated. Then in that case, the kohen will be chayiv if he does so b'mezid, but b'shegig we will pater him, as even though hezek shein nikka shmei hezek, still midrabbanan, if he did so b'shegig, we said that the kohen will be pater, because otherwise he won't go and tell his friend that he was mefagel, and the person bringing the carbon will never know that his carbon was not merutza. The Gemara responds, hachinami kama, that actually that is good for what the Mishnah says, that even though the lashon of the Mishnah is, hakayam shepiklo b'migdash mezid and chayavim, certainly we see that the diak is mezid and chayavim hashegim p'turin, and therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, "Pay Tikkun Olam," it's really going on the diak of the Mishnah that the reason why the Chacham said "B'shegin Yipata" is because of a Tikkun Olam, and because we want to make sure the Kohen tells the Baal Karbon that I made your Karbon piggle. And Rashi says, "B'negei that Mishnah, Mezidin Shiyodu Shepsulim B'kach," that the Kohen knew that it would be Karbon Pasul by him having this Machshav Zora, and by the Kohen saying during one of the four Avodas Hadam he will eat this Karbon Chutzus Manam. And Rashi then says, "Chayav L'Shalom D'Meim L'Baylim," Shuei Tzvichel Havi Achirim, as the only one will now have to bring another carbon, v'inami nidavi, and even if it's a case of nidava, and he doesn't have to bring another carbon, kashav einav shlo hikru kabanai shvei lahavi derin hamavakish. This is also considered a hezek by the fact that this person lost out of the opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's just keep in mind that this question for the Mishnah daf nundal and beis certainly wasn't shven Rabbi Yechon, as the reason why in the case of hakayam shepiklu b'migdash that mezidin chayavin, even though hezek shein nikka loish mehezek, is actually in Pnei Tikkun Olam, as we wanted to make sure that when chayiv the koyin if he does so b'mezid, shloi kalachav echad hoylech umefagal karboni shel chaveri. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Chizkiyah, Masra Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asks a question from the Braisa, ha'isa malacha bein chathas v'paras chathas, if Reuven goes and does malacha with the water that's going to be used for the paraduma or with the actual paraduma itself before it was shechted, then yipatam b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemayim, then Reuven will be patam b'dinei adam and chayiv b'dinei shemayim. And the Gemara asks, v'yamr hazashen nika shmei hazik, and if we hold a Chizkiyah, the hazashen nika is shmei hazik, then l'maisa Reuven causes person a full hezik, and therefore he should be chayiv im b'dinei adam. And why does the Braisa state that he's patam b'dinei adam? And Rashi explains, of course we know that it's also to do any malacha with the par itself. The pasuk in Chukah states, ashaloi olo ala oil, u'mechatas ksiv l'mishmeres l'medidah, and b'negeid mechatas, the pasuk says that you have to guard it l'medidah, as the Sifri explains, klimash yu mishmeres l'kach v'loi l'davacha, that it should be guarded for being used for the paraduma, and should not be used for any other malacha. And the Rashi explains that the only time that there's an issa to do malacha with the mechatas is only prior to the ashes of the paraduma being mixed into it. However, once you put the ashes of the paraduma into the mechatas, at that point it will no longer be a psol if you do any work with the mechatas. And therefore, certainly the case of our Braisa is in a scenario where he actually did work with the pure mechatas, and the eif of the paraduma was not mixed into this water yet. And the Gemara continues, Hu Maisav Lah Mu Mefarek Lah. Rabbi Elazar asked this question on Chizkiyah, and he also gave the teretz. Rabbi Elazar explains that the reason why this person will be patur b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemayim is because we're talking about a case where Reuven did not do a maisav b'yadayim, and the only reason why it became pasul was through grama. And as the Gemara explains, para shechnisa l'rivka al menashe tinak, that the case of para was where Reuven brought the paraduma into a barn in order that it should be nursing from its mother, and therefore his original intent and his original maisa was done in order to have this calf nursed from its mother, v'tidosh, and l'maisa at that point, he also had kavanah that this parah should go into the barn and thresh the grain with the other paris. Rashi explains that Reuven doesn't have to pay b'dei adam the tashlum leka maisi adam the amul tevech nastia shetinak, that Reuven says that he actually brought this parah into the corral and into the barn for its own good in order that it should be able to nurse from its mother and not only in order to work, upsul lehavi al machs machshavtoi, and therefore if he wouldn't have had another machshava and he wouldn't have thought I want to thresh, it wouldn't have become us at all. And the only reason why the paraduma becomes pasul is because of the additional machshava they had at that moment, and v'grom b'nezokin is pato b'dei adam that machshava le'mechavin le, as we can't be mechayiv someone based on a machshava, and this psul of the paraduma is based on his intent and not based on his maisa. And Rabbi Elazar continues, mechatas sheshoko ben mishkolis, that the case of mechatas is a case where once again the mechatas did not become asa at a point when he actually was doing a maisa with the mechatas, as all he did was he placed the mechatas on a balance scale and then at the other end he put a piece of meat and he weighed the piece of meat. So at the point that he was weighing the piece of meat, he actually didn't touch and didn't do a maisa to the mechatas. The only reason why the mechatas becomes pasul is once again only based on his machshava, and therefore it's considered gram b'zaken and b'dinei adam he'd be potter. And the mefarshim all discuss that why is this case different than the case that we had before of someone that goes and mefagel the carbon of the friend, where over there also it was done based on machshava and not based on the actual maisa. And the mefarshim explained that even though in a chenami pickle is done based on machshava, but at the point that you mefagel, he's in the middle of doing one of the meisim of these karbonis, and since he's doing an action at that point, and the only way that pickle could take effect is based on the fact he's doing an action at that point, and he's doing an action to the carbon itself, therefore it's considered a hezek b'yadayim, and it's not considered a grama b'nezokin. And the lashon of the Tosfos really is, u'mefagel ispuhu meisa ma she'en kein b'grama de mefagel nami afagav shebedibur ba'amu, even though it's done through dibur and through machshava, meisa gomu yesham shu sheichet v'zorik pa'is ha'dibur u'paisel b'yadayim. And the Gemara continues and answering Rabbi Elazar, that how can you say the case of the Braisa is talking about a scenario whereby Mechatas he's shakal ben meshkolis from Rava, but Rava taught us Mechatas he's shakal ben meshkolis if someone uses the Mechatas and places it on a balancing scale, and we continue adopting Gimel Beis Kshira, then not only would you not be chayiv b'dinei shemayim, but it actually would still be kosher and it would not be a psul in the Mechatas. And the Gemara answers like kasha, that's not shver from Rava, habegufan habechenegdan. Rava is talking about a case where you actually place it on a balancing scale, and therefore you actually didn't do any maisa in the guf of the mechatas, and that's why it's going to be kosher and it's not considered that you did any avodah at all. However, the case of Rabbi Elazar was not talking about a balancing scale, and it was talking about a situation where you placed the actual meat inside the mechatas and you were using the displacement method in order to get the weight of this meat, and in that case you actually did avodah with with the actual mechatas. And the Gemara therefore is, if you're saying that the case of the Braisa is talking the Gufon and you use the displacement method, if so, Maisa Ka'avibahu, you did a Maisa with the actual water and it's not a Grama, V'yehazik She'en Nikka Shmeyazik, and if we're going like Chizkiya that has a She'en Nikka Shmeyazik, B'deinei Adam Nami L'chayiv, then you should even be Chayiv B'deinei Adam. And why does the Braisa state that you're only Chayiv B'deinei Shemayim and you're Pater B'deinei Adam? The Gemara therefore responds, the case of the Braisa and the case of Rava are both talking about a case where you're placing the meat on a scale connected to mechatos, and it's actually on a balancing scale, v'leikasha, and it's still not shver. Hada asach daite. The Braisa is referring to a case when Reuven did so, he was mesiach das from the shmira of the mayim of the meipara, and therefore it became pasul, and that's why it's chayiv, because the reason for the psul is not based on the maisa, but it's based on your hesach das and based on your mechshava, and therefore it's considered a grama, and that's why you're going to be part of the adam and only chayiv b'dei shmayim. Hadlo yosach daite. And Rav is talking about a case where Reuven was not mesiach das from the mechatas at all, and that's why even though he used the mechatas on a balancing scale, still the mechatas would be kosher, as there was no maisa done to the mechatas, and he also was not mesiach das. And Rashi explained the case of Shishak ben Mishkolish, Shaytulis Bekat Mizdayim, Vayudeya Mishkolim, and he already knew the weight of the water, Vinasim Basa Lashakle Bekashnia, and he placed Basa on the other side in order to weigh it, Le'ov ben Maisa Biyodam, they never did a maisa with the actual water, El Machshava Mifsal, and only became Pasal through Machshava, and at the end of the Sugya, it became Pasal through Hesach Hadas. And Taisis at the top of Amid is that Lechira, according to this Teretz of Gemara, the reason in the Braisa that the Mechatas became Pasal is not based on any Melacha, and why the Braisa say, Ha'isim Melacha b'Mechatas u'Paros Chatas, if no Melacha was actually done with the Mechatas. And Taisis first says that the reason why we use the Lashon Melacha is B'negeya, Melacha of the Paros Chatas, but Ein Echanami, B'negeya Mechatas, no Melacha was actually performed, and no Maisa was actually done to the Mechatas itself. And Taisis gives another Teretz, that Inami, Afal Pish, Pasha L'chsir Daitu, Machab Melacha, that the Chiddush of the Braisa is that even though he was Mesiach Das based on performing some sort of a Melacha with the Mechatas, Afilu Hachi, Pater Medina Adam, still since he didn't do any action with the actual Mechatas, and it was only done through Machshava Ba'alma, he's Pater Medina Adam, as it's only a Grama. And finally, the Gemara asks another question on Chizkiya, who hold the Hezek Shein Nikka Shmei Hezek, as Masra Papa, Gazumat Be'er V'Nifsal, if Reuven steals a coin and then it becomes Pasul, meaning it was taken out of circulation, and the king said there's no longer any value to this currency, or in a case of Chuma v'tmeis, Reuven stole Chuma and then it became Tamei by itself, or Chametz v'aval lo v'pesach, Reuven stole Chametz and then Pesach came, and based on Pesach coming, without Reuven doing anything wrong, it became Pasul because it became Asmanah, because it was Chametz v'aval lo v'pesach, still Reuven could give the Chafetz back to Shimon and say that this is what I stole from you, and since it's Be'en, it's considered Val Chazara, and he would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Heshev Zegzela. And the Gemara is, V'yamrit Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek, and if Chizkiya hold that Hezek Shein Nikah is Shmei Hezek, then L'chaira, Hai Gazlanu, this person is a Gazlan, U'mayinu Malia B'yishlumei, and he would have to pay in full value, as L'maisa, if you hold the Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek, then we look at it as if there is actual Hezek that occurred to the actual item, and therefore, you can't say that you're returning the same item to Shimon, and therefore, you would have to pay the value, and you would not be able to say, Arei Shulchol Fanecha. And Rashi states, Mechte Migzel Gazlei Midamashchei V'kamlei Meshusei, at the point that you did Meshicha, it's considered in the Rishus of Reuven, V'chika Meshalimlei, and when Reuven pays this item back to Shimon, Dava HaNizik Meshalimlei, he's paying back this item that he now owns, V'loi K'mashe Gazel, and it's not considered the same Cheftza as what he took, because it's considered that there was a Hezek done to it. And based on this question, the Gemara states to Yofta, and Taisa points out, Avagav D'maisi Achukin Tanoi, that even though in a moment we're going to see that there's a Machlekes Tanoim, and the Gemara will want to say that Rameya hold the Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek, and therefore you really can't ask a question on Chizkiya, because we could say that this Braisa is going like the Shita Rameya, who holds Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek, Zok Taisus, Mishum Dechein Halacha, the Loi Shmei Hezek, that since Lamaisa, the Gemara holds Hezek Shein Nikah Loi Shmei Hezek, therefore the Gemara says to Yifta, in order to show that we really want to say that all Sugyas work out according to the Mandama, Hezek Shein Nikah Loi Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara continues, Lema Katanoi, let us say this Machlekes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Echon, if Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek Loi Shmei Hezek is based on the Machlekes Tanaim, that we learned the same case of our Mishnah, of our Metame, of our Medameh, of our Menasech, Echad Shegu, Echad Mezid Chayiv, the Rameh, that although in our Mishnah we said that Bishogig Potom, but Mezid Chayiv, Rameh hold that Bain Bishogig, Bain Bemezid, you would be Chayiv, and the Chayiv would seem that Rameh holds that Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek. However, Rabbi Huda states, Bishogig Potom, but Mezid Chayiv, and the Gemara says, My Lab, Hakam Mifli, let us say the Machlekes between Rameh and Rabbi Huda is as follows, the Masav Rameh holds Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek like Chizkiya, and as Rashi says, Hilkoch, Ap Bishogig chayiv, that Rav Meir hold that even if you do so b'shogeg, you be chayiv. Who was once hezek shein nika is shmei hezek. So it's Rabboi mipatsa tachas patsa that we know that Adam is chayiv bein b'shogeg bein mezid as Adam ula olam u'masav al loish mehezek. And Rabbi Huda holds that hezek shein nika loish mehezek, and that's why he holds they only could be chayiv bein mezid based on a knas. But l'maisa min adin and min deraisa you should be potter even bein mezid since hezek shein nika loish mehezek. And Amram Nachma Yitzchak, so Amram Nachma Yitzchak responds the kula amma hezek shein nika loish mehezek. Really, we could explain Rav Meir even according to the shita of hezek shein nika loish mehezek, and Rabbi Echron could be going l'divrei Akal, and since we're passing like Rabbi Echron, therefore we want to make sure that this brisa could work out even according to Rabbi Echron. And the Gemara explains v'hacha becomes a shogeg to mezek kamifli, and the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is if there is a reason for the chacham to make a knas, but the gay is someone that does something mezid, would we extend it to a case where they do so b'shogeg? The masav of Rav Meir holds comes a shogeg to mezid, and even though really in this case all should be potter because hezek shein nika loish mehezek, but Rabbanan said because shleihi kolecha dechal hoylech mitaymitayr shachaveri, therefore we mechayv you if you did so b'mezid, and then we extend that and we say that even if you do so b'shogeg, you're still gonna be chayiv, and we're gonna extend the knas to a case of shogeg as well. And Ma'asov and Rabbi Huda holds like kanti shogeg to mezid, like our Mishnah stated that even though there's a reason to knas Ruvain if he does so b'mezid, but we don't extend that to a case where you did so b'shogeg. And the Gemara continues and says to Rav Nachman Yitzchak that l'chira based on your pshat v'rami drameya v'rami Rabbi Huda Rabbi Huda, that if you're telling me the machlekes between Rami and Rabbi Huda is if kanti shogeg to mezid or not, then we have a steer Rameya and Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, and really all of this Braisa is brought down as a Mishnah in Mesechtes Trumos. However, since the end of this Braisa, we will see the Shita Rabbi Chan Samba is not brought in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Trumos. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, and the Braisa says as follows, Hamvashim b'Shabbos, if Reuven cooks on Shabbos, and we know that it's Issa Deraisa to cook on Shabbos, and he does one of the Lama Tes Melachas, b'shogeg yechel, then the din is if he does so b'shogeg, then we don't knas Reuven at all, and he could even eat this food on Shabbos itself. However, b'mezid lo yechel, if he did so b'mezid, then the Rabbanan knas Reuven, and he said, you can't eat this food on Shabbos, and you can only eat this food after Shabbos, b'chdei shiyasu. However, others could still eat this food on Shabbos itself, divrei Rav Meir. So we see clearly that Rav Meir holds that we're not kansin on shogeg to mezid. Therefore, we see a clear stereo between Rav Meir in the Braisa b'negeya, mevash b'shabbos, and in our Braisa, where Rav Meir stated, hametamid v'medameya v'menaseich, echad shogeg v'echad mezid chayev, and he was kansu on shogeg to mezid. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda goes down one level, b'negeya shogeg and by mezid, b'shogeg yoichel matzoi Shabbos. Even if Reuven cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, we still knas Reuven, and he can't eat this food until matzoi Shabbos after the zman of b'chdei shiyasu, and others could still eat on Shabbos. However, b'mezid lo yoichel oilamis, b'mezid we knas him even further, and we say that Reuven cannot eat this food forever, and not only up till matzoi Shabbos. However, others could still eat this food on matzoi Shabbos. And clearly, we see that even though Reuven didn't do anything wrong b'shogeg, as he didn't know that he was doing a malacha deraisa on Shabbos, or he didn't know it's Shabbos, we still said that we knas him, and we see that Rabbi Huda holds in this memra kansin and shogeg to mezid, and we saw before that Rabbi Huda, who is also the Tanav Mishnah, holds that loy kansin and shogeg to mezid, and the only time you chayiv by mitamei medameya menaseich is only b'mezid and not b'shogeg. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yechon Samva, Rabbi Yechon Samva argues on Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, and he said b'shogeg yochel b'tzu Shabbos la'achirim v'loy loy, that if Reuven did the malacha bishul b'shogeg, then he can't eat forever, but others could eat on matzah Shabbos after the zman of echdei shiyasu, and b'mezid le'yachal oylamis le'loy v'loy lachem. And if he did so b'mezid, then no one could eat this food forever, not others, and certainly not Reuven himself. And the Gemara is kasher Rav Meir Rameya, kasher Rabbi Huda Rabbi Huda l'chera. As we explained, there's a stereo between Rav Meir on Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda on Rabbi Huda. As Rav Meir in our brisa stated that we concede and shogeg to mezid, and this brisa says we're not concede and shogeg to mezid. And our brisa Rabbi Huda said le concede and shogeg to mezid. And the brisa regarding bishul on Shabbos, Rabbi Huda holds we will concede and shogeg to mezid. The Gemara answers Rav Meir Rav Meir le kasha, that there's no kasha between the different members of Rav Meir. Ki konis b'drabbanan b'drisa le konis, that in the chenami drabbanan made a knas by the cases of mitame medameya menaseich, as all those cases are at worst the sur drabbanan who, as Rashi says, kimin d'leish mehezek in kani sur deraisa, there is no isur deraisa v'divrei seifrim tzrichim chizik hilchos konis af hashogeg aval bishul b'shabbos isur deraisu. But since bishul on Shabbos is isur deraisa v'lo shchiach to avri law, and therefore it's not shchiach that people will be over on it hilchos konis, therefore we did not knas shogeg to mezid. And the Gemara is from menasich deraisu, that certainly when someone's menasich l'avodah zarah, and certainly according to Rav that learned that it's menasich mamish, then you're even isur deraisa v'avodah zarah v'kol konis, and we still knas you. And the Gemara answers mishum chumah v'avodah zarah konis lei, over there since there's a chumrah v'avodah zarah the Rabbanan Rabbanu made a knas on him, and therefore in this brisa there are actually two different reasons why there's a knas on this person b'shoigig, as in the case of medameya or the case of metame. So there's no issa d'risa, we knas shoigig otu mezid, because since it's divrei seferim, it's shuichin chizik, and then there's a middle scenario where something is a d'risa like Shabbos that we don't knas, and then once you get to a chumah like avodas chavim, once again we would knas you. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda leikasha, it's also last year on Rabbi Yehuda kila kones with Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite, that the only time that the chacham would not knas shoigig otu mezid is only by an issa d'rabbanan who would d'risa kones. However, by an issa d'risa, since it's so chumah, therefore we knas shoigig otu mezid, as Rashi says, but issa d'risa mishum da'ovid issa chumah kones la'chikai abu d'rabbanan to kill like kones issa shoigig. And once again on this terrace, the Gemara is from menasich d'risa v'le kones lemaisa the issa of being menasich is an issa d'risa, and lefir Rabbi Yehuda b'shoigig he'd be potter, and only b'mezid is he chayiv. And the Gemara explains mishum nechumah da'ovid chavim middle b'dilim inay, that since it's so chumah and it's an issa v'edis chavim, therefore people would be bottled from it, and we didn't have to knas shoigig otu mezid, and we will stop over here.